Nolte, after calling Trump fascist, Waltz claims retard Tom could turn to violence. By John Nolte on December 5, 2025. Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz, D-retarded, proved he wants President Trump and ICE agents assassinated by admitting that name-calling and taunts turn to violence. That's as good as a confession, if you ask me. Earlier this week, Tim Waltz, D-retarded, thought he was accusing Donald Trump of inciting violence against him after the president said that the failed 2024 Democrat candidate for vice president is seriously retarded. The truth, though, is that all Waltz ended up doing was accidentally admitting he was hoping to incite violence against Trump and ICE agents. Here's how it all started. The seriously retarded governor of Minnesota, Tim Waltz, does nothing, either through fear, incompetence, or both, while the worst congressman/woman in our country, Ilhan Omar, always wrapped in her swaddling hijab, Trump wrote on his Truth Social account over Thanksgiving. As an example, Trump explained, hundreds of thousands of refugees from Somalia are completely taking over the once great state of Minnesota. Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and houses hoping against hope that they will be left alone. Waltz, D-retarded, responded by taunting Trump with a demand that the president release his MRI results. Trump responded by releasing those results and doubling down on his belief that Waltz is retarded. That left the embattled governor, D-retarded, with no choice but to cry baby over something he started by 1. Smearing Trump as a fascist, and 2. Publicly wishing Trump were dead. But even that wasn't enough for the bloodthirsty Waltz. He also compared ICE staffers to Gestapo agents. Well, now we can all watch for ourselves as Waltz accidentally admitted he believes that kind of rhetoric will result in violence. Which can only mean that his cries of fascism and Gestapo were deliberate dog whistles on his part to incite violence against Trump and ICE agents. This is called telling on yourself. Name-calling creates danger, Waltz exclaimed. And I've never seen this before, people driving by my house and using the R-word in front of people. So, look, I'm worried. We know how these things go. They start with taunts, they turn to violence. So, deeply concerned. Oh, really? How about that, governor wishes fascist Trump dead. D-retarded, believes taunts and name-calling lead to violence. Well, now we know why he has been using name-calling and taunts against those he obviously wants to see physically harmed. By the way, driving by Waltz's house shouting retard is hilarious. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.